If you work for a company and receive a salary, you are an employee of that company. The entity that hires an employee is an employer, while the verb is to employ. So we can say, I am an employee of that company. That company is my employer. It employs me. An employer may be a person, company, charity, association, farm, or the government, to name a few. There are many words in the English language with the same or similar meaning to the term employee, such as worker, staffer, personnel, staff member, team member, laborer, associate, hire, job holder, operative, and workman. Collins Dictionary has the following definition of the term: an employee is a person who is paid to work for an organization or for another person. For example, he is an employee of Fuji Bank. Many of its employees are women. Employees are typically distinguished by their role in the organization and the details of their contract. If they work 35 to 40 hours a week, that is, if they commit to a standard work week, we call them full-time workers or employees. Others may be part-time or temporary. Employees exist throughout a company's hierarchy. They may be involved in manual labor, clerical work, management tasks, to highly specialized roles such as research, robotics, or engineering. What is employee compensation? In this context, compensation refers to wages or salaries, health insurance, retirement plans, and paid time off. Everything workers receive on top of their salaries are known as perks or fringe benefits. They form part of employees' employment packages and are important factors in job satisfaction and security. What's the difference between an employee and a worker? In legal and formal contexts, the terms worker and employee encompass all employees, including managers and executives. However, in everyday speech, there is a subtle difference. A worker in a Ford Motor Company factory is also an employee because they work for the company and receive a salary. However, most of us would describe a top Ford executive as an employee, not a worker. We tend to interpret workers as employees who do manual work or work in offices below management or supervisory levels.